Second Kings 13 through 14. In the 23rd year of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, king of Judah, Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, became king over Israel at Samaria, and he reigned for 17 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. He did not turn from them. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he continually handed them over to Hazael, king of Aram, and to Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael. Then Jehoahaz appeased the Lord, and the Lord listened to him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, how the king of Aram oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a savior, so that they escaped from under the hand of the Arameans, and the sons of Israel lived in their tents as previously. Nevertheless, they did not abandon the sins of the house of Jeroboam, into which he misled Israel. Rather, they walked in them. And the Asherah also remained standing in Samaria, for he left to Jehoahaz no more than the army of 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 infantry, because the king of Aram had eliminated them, and made them like the dust at a threshing. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz lay down with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and his son Joash became king in his place. In the 37th year of Joash king of Judah, Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz became king over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned for 16 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not turn away from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. Rather, he walked in them. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Joash lay down with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat on his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. When Elisha became sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him, and wept over him, and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And Elisha said to him, take a bow and arrows. So he took a bow and arrows. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, lay your hand on the bow. And he laid his hand on it. Then Elisha put his hands on the king's head, and he said, open the window toward the east. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. So he shot, and he said, the Lord's arrow of victory, and the arrow of victory over Aram. For you will defeat the Arameans at Aphek until you have put an end to them. Then he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. And he struck it 3 times and stopped. Then the man of God became angry at him and said, you should have struck it 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck Aram until you put an end to it. But now you shall strike Aram only 3 times. And Elisha died, and they buried him. Now the marauding bands of the Moabites would invade the land in the spring of the year. And as they were burying a man, behold, they saw a marauding band, and they threw the man into the grave of Elisha. And when the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Now Hazael, the king of Aram, had oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. But the Lord was gracious to them, and had compassion on them, and turned to them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he was unwilling to eliminate them or cast them away from his presence until now. When Hazael, king of Aram, died, his son Ben-Hadad became king in his place. Then Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, again took from the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken in war from the hand of his father Jehoahaz. 3 times Joash defeated him and recovered the cities of Israel. In the 2nd year of Joash the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah the son of Joash, the king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his father David. He acted in accordance with everything that his father Joash had done. Only the high places were not eliminated. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Now it came about, as soon as the kingdom was firmly in his hand, that he killed his servants who had killed the king, his father. But he did not put the sons of the murderers to death, in obedience to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, as the Lord commanded, saying, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the sons, nor the sons be put to death for the fathers, but each shall be put to death for his own sin." He killed 10,000 of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt, and took Sela by war, and named it Jachthiel, as it is named to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let's face each other in combat." But Jehoash, king of Israel, sent messengers to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thorn bush that was in Lebanon sent word to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son in marriage.' But a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorn bush. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart is elated. Enjoy the glory and stay home. For why should you get involved in trouble so that you would fall? You and Judah with you." But Amaziah would not listen. So Jehoash king of Israel went up, and they faced each other, he and Amaziah king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man to his tent. Then Jehoash king of Israel captured Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem and tore down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the utensils which were found in the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, the hostages as well, and returned to Samaria. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Jehoash that he did, and his might and how he fought with Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoash lay down with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And his son Jeroboam became king in his place. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now as for the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? They formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men to Lachish after him, and they killed him there. Then they carried him on horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem, with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth, and restored it to Judah after the king lay down with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and he reigned for 41 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not abandon all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. He restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath as far as the Sea of the Arabah, in accordance with the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw the misery of Israel, which was very bitter, for there was neither bond nor free spared, nor was there any helper for Israel. Yet the Lord did not say that he would wipe out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now, as for the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did and his might, how he fought and how he recovered for Israel Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jeroboam lay down with his fathers, with the kings of Israel, and his son Zechariah became king in his place. John 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went away with his disciples across the ravine to Kidron, where there was a garden which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas, who was betraying him, also knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having obtained the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, came out in the open and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus, the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. Now then, when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. He then asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you are seeking me, let these men go on their way." This took place so that the word which he spoke would be fulfilled. "Of those whom you have given me, I lost not one." Then Simon Peter, since he had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear, and the slave's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, am I not to drink it?" So the Roman cohort, the commander, and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and brought him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was in their best interest for one man to die in behalf of the people. Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper, and brought Peter in. Then the slave woman who was the doorkeeper said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. Peter was also with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple area, where all the Jews congregate. And I said nothing in secret. Why are you asking me? Ask those who have heard what I spoke to them. Look, these people know what I said." But when he said this, one of the officers who was standing nearby struck Jesus, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify of the wrong, but if rightly, why do you strike me?" So Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was still standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You are not one of his disciples as well, are you?" He denied it, and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, who was related to the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied it again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Then they brought Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves did not enter the praetorium, so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Therefore Pilate came out to them, and said, "What accusation are you bringing against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves, and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." This happened so that the word of Jesus, which he said, indicating what kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Therefore, Pilate entered the praetorium again, and summoned Jesus to him, and said to him, "You are the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And after saying this, he came out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no grounds at all for charges in his case. However, you have a custom that I release one prisoner for you at the Passover. Therefore, do you wish that I release for you the king of the Jews?" So they shouted again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a rebel. Revelation 19. After these things, I heard something loud like a voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation, glory, and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great prostitute who was corrupting the earth with her sexual immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her." And a second time they said, "Hallelujah! Her smoke rises forever and ever." And 24 elders and 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God who sits on the throne, saying, "Amen, Hallelujah." And a voice came from the throne, saying, "Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great." Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder. "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." Let's rejoice and be glad, and give glory to him, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has prepared herself. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, "Write, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours, and your brothers and sisters who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, and on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, "Come, assemble, for the great feast of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of commanders, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, both free and slaves, and small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies, assembled to make war against him who sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword, which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Proverbs 30:24-33. Four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, but they prepare their food in the summer. The rock hyraxes are not a mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet all of them go out in ranks. The lizard you may grasp with the hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, even four which are stately when they walk. The lion, which is mighty among animals, and does not retreat from anything, the strutting rooster or the male goat, and a king when his army is with him. If you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have plotted evil, put your hand on your mouth, for the churning of milk produces butter, and the pressing of the nose produces blood, so the churning of anger produces strife. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. His understanding is infinite. The Lord supports the afflicted. He brings the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre. It is he who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain for the earth, who makes grass sprout on the mountains. It is he who gives an animal its food and feeds young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He does not take pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord favors those who fear him, those who wait for his faithfulness. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your sons among you. He makes peace in your borders. He satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His words run very swiftly. He showers snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls his ice as fragments. Who can stand before his cold? He sends his word and makes them melt. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his words to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt this way with any other nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.